Florida is mounting a big offense against an invasive insect called the Oriental fruit fly. It attacks hundreds of varieties of fruits and vegetables. After it was detected in Miami a few weeks ago, state and federal officials quarantined 85 square miles of farmland, and they've banned transporting most fruits and vegetables from this, one of the nation's most productive agricultural areas. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
It's called the Redland, an area named for its pockets of red clay and home to a thriving farming community. With its tropical climate and year-round growing season, Miami-Dade County produces everything from tomatoes to papayas. But at J&C Tropicals, a grower and distributor, things are disturbingly quiet. Operations manager Salvador Fernandez walks me into one of his six cavernous coolers. It's empty.
And it's usually full, especially in this time of the year, because we do truckloads of mamey and avocado and passion fruit and dragon fruit. So I usually have about, 400 or 500 bins full of fruit at this time, and we got none.
Tropical fruit sales have been growing in recent years with new varieties available to consumers. Dragon fruit is originally from Asia, mamey from Central America. 2 weeks ago, agriculture officials froze production in much of the Redland farming area after they detected a particularly destructive insect, the Oriental fruit fly. The quarantine was imposed just as growers were beginning to harvest tropical fruit crops. Fernandez says he can't say how much it's all likely to cost.
We estimated that we have mamey alone about 500,000 pounds left on the trees. Dragon fruit, that leaves 20 million pounds on the trees potentially. So we have no idea yet.
Other tropical fruit is also affected, sapodilla, guavas, and passion fruit. Also traditional market crops like tomatoes, peppers, beans, and squash, which should be planted soon. Florida's Agriculture Commissioner, Adam Putnam, has declared it a state of emergency and ordered fruit stripped and destroyed in areas the flies have been found. What makes the Oriental fruit fly so devastating, Putnam says, is that it affects over 400 crops.
It feeds on the fruit, pierces it, lays its eggs, causes obviously a very unpleasant condition in that fruit when those eggs are laid in there.
Inspectors have found about 160 Oriental fruit flies so far, but counts have been dropping, which may be a sign the eradication measures are working. Paul Hornby with the U.S. Department of Agriculture says scientists and farmers have a lot of experience with fruit flies, both the Oriental variety and their Mediterranean cousins. He says Florida alone has seen 75 fruit fly incursions over the past 90 years.
I'm extremely confident that we'll get our arms around this, and hopefully within a matter of a few months, we'll be out of the situation.
At J&C Tropicals, Salvador Fernandez is working to save some of his tropical fruit by irradiating it before sending it to market. That's approved by federal and state authorities, but it's costly. With a drought and another pest that's hit the avocado crop, it's been a tough year for growers. If authorities don't eradicate the fruit fly soon, Fernandez says, there will be serious consequences for an industry that in Miami-Dade County is valued at $700 million.
There's a lot of growers that they're going to go bankrupt. It's very important for us. And there's a lot of people that they just don't have the cash flow to sustain this kind of losses.
Fernandez says he's already received calls from 4 growers who told him they want to sell their farms. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.